Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome everybody back to Astro Mind 2012. Let's give a warm welcome to Adrian. Are you there?
Yeah, we're here tonight, Roy. And how you doing?
Wonderful. And we have a guest tonight. You want to invite your guest, Adrian?
Yes, let's invite Stephen. He's on the air with us tonight, and he's going to be talking a little bit about what he does and his hobbies. So, Stephen, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I produce dubstep. I've been working on it for about almost a year, so not too long, but that's pretty much how I spend most of my days, because I want to be very good someday, so that's what I do with most of my time. I write lyrics, and then when I'm not doing those things, I'm usually hanging out with friends, watching movies or something.
Oh, cool. What kind of music do you produce?
Dubstep? Like electronic with heavy modulated bass.
Roy, is there anything that you wanted to share with Steven?
Yeah.
Do I have anything I want to...
Yeah, just wanted to ask you, Steven, on this dubstep music, are you able to, make any kind of music out of any kind of, whether it be words or, lyrics or anything?
How does that work exactly? Well, I would write my own lyrics, and then I would just record them into my computer and put them along to edit them into my song I'm working on.
Wonderful. And you say you've been doing this for a while. How long have you been doing this?
Since about December of last year.
Now, is this dubstep, is it something that's really taking off? I mean, more and more people learning about it?
Oh, yeah, I would absolutely say so. It's definitely, I think, the growing big genre. It's coming into effect.
And what first got you started in the dubstep music?
Well, I there was one artist in particular I really love. He's the most popular dubstep artist. His name is Skrillex. Really inspired me, and after listening to his music, I changed my career path, because at the time I was a film major. I was going to work in the film industry, and I decided that I would much rather spend the rest of my life working on music.
That is great. Main thing is, what we can resonate with, what we can connect with. That's where we, all want to, focus on. And Adrian mentioned to you that me and him are both hypnotists and tarot card readers. And this is where we, enjoy doing. And, and it's all about, what we, all enjoy, what we love doing, and that's where everybody needs to focus, and using our talents, that's the main thing. Is there any more you could share with us on that?
Well, nothing specific is coming to mind right now at the moment. Yeah, nothing specifically.
Adrian, what do you want to share?
Well, I just wanted to share, like, whatever, what kind of out of the ordinary abilities have you been receiving lately? Like, have you been getting any kind of supernatural stuff happening?
Have I?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And, Adrian, what exactly is that you want him to tell you?
Just, you know, like, what kind of supernatural stuff has happened to you lately, recently?
Well, I'm thinking about it. I'm trying to think of a specific, trying to think of something I talk about. Oh, man, I wish I would have thought about this before I came on the show. My mind
like, have you had any more dreams
right
or anything you want to share?
You know, I dream a lot, but I can't really pick out a specific dream.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were younger, what inspired you? You know, was it your music, you know, was it Hollywood or what? What exactly was that that inspired you to do what you're doing now?
Just people doing creative art, I would suppose. People making creative films and drawings and music, just art kind of, it influenced me and made me want to make more art.
Did you, other than music and you know, the film industry, were you into making art at all? I mean, what other abilities do you have?
Well, I've always been an artist at a young age. I would draw a lot.
And that's great.
Yeah.
You know, we know that a lot of, you know, people who have these abilities, you know, they're really right brain. And so, you know, they're using a lot of the talents, you know, and a lot of the abilities, you know, that come from, you know, the subconscious mind. And so that's, you know, that's wonderful that you were able to connect, you know, at a young age, you know, with that.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it, too, is, you know, our school system, you know, needs to work with kids a lot more, you know, on that part. They're not letting them use their creativity, you know, their talents. And,
yeah, I think.
And what do you feel about that?
Well, I think that a left brain school equals a left brain world. So I agree with you completely.
Yeah. And you know, and this is you know, one of the reasons we started our radio show was to help people, you know, open up, you know, to all possibilities and to be, you know, more creative and to connect, you know, with, you know, our talents and to be more open-minded. And
yeah.
And I think that's, you know, where we're all headed, you know, now that we're in 2012 and, you know, and people are starting to become more aware and open-minded to a lot of things that are going on around the world right now. And what's your feelings on that?
Well, I think one of the most important things, if not maybe even the most important thing, is to communicate with others and share your talents. Sharing your talent with others, I see, is it's giving a gift and maybe the one of the biggest purposes in life is to give a gift to everyone else. When everyone is giving each other the gift of their talent communicating, I think that could be, I mean, one of the most important things that you could do.
And that's interesting because, you know, we hear, you know, a lot of things, you know, that are going on with our, you know, economy and everything else and, you know, and the money system. But it's going to get to a point you know, where we'll be going to a bartering system. And that's where we'll share each other's talents, you know, with what we know. And, you know, and almost, you know something, they know something, and then there'll be an exchange, you know, between, you know, you and them, you know. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's, you know, very important, you know, that we connect with that and stay with it,
well,
you know.
I don't know about that. I would personally agree with that. With the barter
okay,
system.
And what's your feelings on that?
Well, I don't know why would the world need a barter system in the future?
Well, for one, I think a lot of people are suffering, you know, when it comes to money. But I think that it's just like what Ron Paul wanted to do. He wanted to do the bartering system, but it's kind of hard to say, you know, where that would go, where that would lead us, you know, back to the basics
uh-huh.
of survival, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think I think our economy is doing the best it could be, but I certainly don't think it's heading in that direction where the bartering system would come into place soon.
Yeah. Anything else you want to comment, Roy? Or?
I just wanted to mention, and I just wanted to give an example. My oldest son is living in Colorado right now, and he's working for his father-in-law in a plumbing business. And Colorado's really been hit hard with, you know, low employment and everything else, and people just can't afford to, you know, pay, you know, the prices, you know, that he has. So, you know, they, you know, ask him, you know, can I give you something if I don't have the money? And a lot of times he's accepting that as pay. But I think, you know, what's happening is it's becoming a lot more common, more and more. I just wanted to share that, you know, where people just can't afford because they don't have the kind of money that they used to.
Yeah.
That's, you know, and it's some places are being impacted more than others, and so a lot of it, you know, in our state, you know, we have a lot of jobs. I mean, you know, we have plenty of jobs for everyone if they want to work.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of it depends on where you're from and how, you know, your state's being impacted, you know, with the economy and the things that are going on. Yeah. I just wanted to share that. Nathan,
well,
is there anything else?
Yeah.
Well, I do think...
Oh, go ahead, Stephen.
I was just going to say, I do think it's interesting you talk about this, though, this topic, just because... makes me think. I mean, I'm not yet, but someday I want to live on my own by selling my music, and it makes me think if this bartering system were to come up. I mean, When I work on my music, I feel like I work on it fairly slowly. I was just on Facebook, and one of my favorite artists, he's like, this is the fifth album I've done this year. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, and his music sounds amazing. And it seems like it takes me a really long time. And, I mean, on one hand, I'm learning, but on the other hand, it makes me wonder how much I would have to shape up and what I would have to do if the barter system were to come into place. I mean, I think it almost makes me want to consider using a different method now to just make my work more productive somehow. I don't know, just go about a different way of working on it, you know.
I just wanted to share something with you on, you know, my feelings about music. That music, you know, affects people's moods. So take for instance, you know, somebody's going through some really hard times and you had some music that would help, you know, lift that vibration and lift that energy so that they could feel better, you know, about that, you know, instant, you know, that special time when they were feeling that way. You know, a lot of it really don't have to do with how much of that, but how much quality, you know, how much that you put into it, the energy that you put into it to help, you know, someone to raise them, you know, at their lowest time.
Yeah, I think...
I just wanted to share that with you. Yeah.
I think music can be in some ways the best form of medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely, this is the kind of stuff I think about a lot because I really do want to help people a lot with what I make.
I mean, why is it that we could listen to different artists sing? And some artists, they just put out so much energy in their music that, I mean, it almost like sends chill through your whole body. You know, because you could feel
through the whole body?
Energy.
I'm sorry, you cut out a little.
Oh. It's almost like they're sending chills through your whole body because you could feel that energy that they're putting out, you know.
Yeah.
Because of the emotions and their, you know, and all the feelings that they have when they're making their music. A good example would be listening to Celine Dion sing. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, it's kind of hard to hear you. It seems like, I don't know, there keeps getting like static on your end. Now it seems better now.
Yeah. Are we better now?
I kind of did it again. Something's off with the audio.
Oh, okay. We'll just work with that. And.
But you said Celine Dion?
Yeah.
I'm not really familiar with her, actually. I mean, I know she's really big, but I have
she's
to look
the one who sang down.
The title song for the Titanic.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Could you repeat that last sentence?
Is there anything else you want to share?
No.
I'm just gonna ask Steven how does your music make you feel, like when you listen to it? Like does it
how does
make
music?
You, yeah, does it?
Well,
make
I think
you
it definitely depend on the artists or the genre. I mean, it can make me feel any kind of emotion, and I think there can be a place for every emotion. So, I mean, even
right.
I think all music can be very useful. I'm sorry, Adrian, when you were talking, it was kind of cutting out a little, but I just want to, you were talking about how Celine Dion had high energy, and I mean, when I listened to my favorite artist, Skrillex, who inspired me to make music, it was like he put so much energy into it. It was, I mean, I still may become a musician, but it was just because of him, narrowing down to him specifically, he just how much energy he put into his music is just amazed me and baffled me, and I knew what I wanted to do. So thank you for having me on the show. Next time I'm on, I will try to think of a dream or a paranormal experience that I can share with you.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming on, and it's been wonderful having you as our guest.
Yeah, thanks so much, Adrian. See
you. Thank you. Adrian, let's go ahead and invite another caller on the line from the 858 area. You're on there.
Hi, actually. Hi, how are you today?
Good, how are you? And what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Roxanne and I'm from California.
And we are doing some free readings tonight. Can we do a reading for you?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, do you offer tarot readings?
Yeah.
Okay. Like if I have a particular question, maybe you can help.
What do you want to find out?
Well, I'm trying to establish communication with the person. I don't know if this will work out with this person. It's a man.
It's a male.
No, yeah, male. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll see what we have on the card for you. Now, is this male friend somebody who you've known for a while?
Someone whom I know, and I'm just trying to reestablish communication with this person.
It looks like you're going to be receiving some good news, you know, from this person.
I will be hearing some good news.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you talked to this person? Has it been a while?
Yeah, I have not talked for a while.
Okay. Now, you're going to be receiving this person's going to be making contact with you soon. And is this person nearby? Or
I'm trying to find out if the person moved or still nearby. I don't know. That's all the information that I still don't know yet.
Okay. And Adrian, what are you getting?
Was this about a relationship?
Excuse me?
Is this about a relationship?
No, at this time it's not a relationship. I'm just trying to reestablish contact and see if there will be a possibility of relationship.
Yeah, I do feel like there's a connection between you and this person. That there is a bond. Have you lost contact with this person?
Kind of, yeah.
And what caused this disconnection with this person, like the lack of communication and everything?
I didn't understand your question. Sorry. What did you ask?
What caused this disconnection with this person?
I have no idea. I wish I knew more.
It looks like it was some kind of rivalry is what I see here.
What do you mean under rivalry?
Were you two in business together?
No, we were not doing business together.
Okay. Well, it shows some kind of rivalry over some kind of contract.
Was there some kind of disagreement from the last time that you talked to this person?
Could you please repeat your question again? You have a little bit of an echo.
Are we cutting out?
Yeah. So could you please repeat your question again?
Okay. Did you and this person have some kind of disagreement with the last time you talked?
Not really. Maybe it was disagreement in his mind, but I don't know for sure. So you see that I will receive this good news from this person, and how soon it can be?
It's going to be probably within the next about 5 days.
Okay.
Have you been trying to make, when's the last time you made? Tried to make contact?
A few days ago.
Okay, so you should be hearing something within the next 5 days.
Okay. Is it just one contact or there will be more than one?
Does this person have dark hair?
I don't have dark hair?
No.
This person? Oh, well... And the person was young. Probably his hair was very dark. Not very dark, but maybe kind of dark. But he doesn't have dark eyes. Maybe just brown hair, not very dark.
Okay.
But honestly, I don't know for sure. I have not seen him when he was very young.
What kind of work does he do?
Something with papers.
Because I'm getting that he's going to be making some kind of like a business proposition for you.
Well,
are
we
you
never
out
had
of
any
work right now?
Really? We work in completely different fields, so we were not connected with any business at all. We have to...
We're going to keep bringing up business,
yeah.
Yeah.
Never had any business.
He might have switched, you know, his line of work. You know, he might have a new idea, something, you know, that you could both, you know, do together.
Well, that would be strange because I work in arts mostly, and he's completely in business, so I just don't... I work in arts, and... He is not into arts at all.
Huh.
This could be even something that he's trying to include into his business. But what we're getting is that it's going to bring a new enterprise, you know, for you.
For me? I know
yeah.
that he has a lot of enterprises by himself, and he does it with other people, and he does... have some businesses, probably. I've never been interested. I'm trying not to be so nosy. And if this person shares something, I'll listen, but I never ask what kind of businesses.
Well, when my guides are telling me that he saw a lot of potential in you.
In me?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
I guess maybe a lot of it had to do with the, you know, the conversations that you've had in the past.
Maybe. Does he have warm feelings? I mean, like, not just business feelings about me, or just good feelings to me as a person?
Well, he feels that that you and him, you know, by, if you know, getting to know each other, that this is going to take a lot of pressure off his back. In other words, your energy, you know, what you do is going to help.
So you think that I'm going to bring pressure to his life? That's what you're trying to say?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, there's something that he has to be attracted to you by, and that a lot of it has to do with your, you know, your talents and your creativity.
Yeah, I think that he is attracted to me in this way also, but I hope that he likes my personal traits, not just business qualities, qualifications.
Well, my guide was saying that, you know, you have to have a lot of the same likes, you know, in order to build a relationship, you know.
Well, I'm not planning a relationship at this time. It's just too far away, honestly. But at least to have good communication, that would be easier. I mean, that would help.
You have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a long way.
Main thing is he's interested.
Yeah.
You think that he is interested?
Yes.
In communication? Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And that's, you know, it's a beginning, and then you could build it from there.
Yeah. So you have good cards. That's
what are you looking? What are you looking for?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
Well, I don't know at this point. I don't know where this person is, and I don't know much about this situation at all. If I knew more, then I would probably tell you more, but, you know, sometimes it makes you feel good to communicate with interesting people.
Yeah.
And then, who knows? We never know what can happen.
You know, it's almost like... You know, me and my son, Adrian, were talking about, did you ever watch the movie Forrest Gump? Have you ever seen the movie called Forrest Gump?
Yes, uh-huh.
Remember on the part where he says that life is like a box of chocolates? You never know what you're gonna get, you know.
Yeah, that's true. My box of chocolates.
Yeah.
You know, that's our life. Otherwise, the life will be not so exciting if we would know everything from the beginning.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time and for reading.
You are so welcome. And we hope that we were able to, you know, help you and thank you so much. Let us know how things turn out for you.
Yes, I will definitely. I hope for positive things.
Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.